A Studs Terkel musical on stage in Middlebury, Chamber Singers in Lebanon, New Hampshire, the Film Slam Awards in St. Jay, it's Art Hounds, and let's start off with Kevin Cummins from Middlebury. He suggests going to see Working, the musical.
Working is an adaptation of Studs Terkel's landmark book of interviews with American workers. The show originally opened in 1978, but it's been updated to reflect the new jobs that have opened in the past few decades. There are songs by Stephen Schwartz, James Taylor, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, among others.
Staged by the Middlebury Community Players, Working is on stage Thursday, April 27th through May 5th at Town Hall Theater in Middlebury. Next is Larry Gatto. He sings baritone, and he suggests the Bel Canto Chamber Singers 40th Anniversary Concert.
It's entitled Sing a New Song, Songs of Celebration and Commemoration. The concert program is special because it will premiere The Kingdom of the Human Voice by Joshua Shank. This piece was commissioned by Bel Canto, and its text is a poem from Vermont poet Timothy Steele.
Sing a New Song with the Bel Canto Chamber Singers is Saturday and Sunday, April 29th and 30th at United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Here's Joe Fox from St. Johnsbury with more about the Tap Into Film 48-Hour Student Film Slam Awards.
It's a super cool event, a screening of films that local kids make in 48 hours. So they're given an assignment on Friday night, and by Sunday they have filmed and edited and directed and acted in and gone all over town and made these super cool movies.
The awards begin at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, April 30th at Fuller Hall in St. Johnsbury Academy. An exhibit of siblings' paintings and photography is on display May 2nd at T.W. Wood Art Gallery in Montpelier. Here's Anna Saxman with more.
Don't miss a fabulous exhibit of Adelaide Tyrell's paintings and her brother Richard Murphy's photographs of their canoe trip in Alaska's gates of the Arctic National Park. These two siblings have expressed the remoteness and fragility of this beautiful area.
And the spring visual art competition for high school students begins May 2nd. Here's Congressman Peter Welch with more.
Judges in each congressional district across the country choose a piece of art to be displayed in Washington, D.C., in the tunnel connecting the Cannon House office building to the U.S. Capitol. This year, 162 artists from 35 Vermont high schools entered the competition from Vermont's congressional district. I hope you can stop by the Vermont College of Fine Arts to view the incredible art created by talented young Vermont artists.
You can see the entries for the Spring Visual Art Competition for high school students beginning May 2nd and runs through May 5th. Find all the details you need about these events when you visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontarts2017.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and powered by the Public Insight Network.